George was curious. Would the ostrich really eat anything? He wouldn't need a bugle, or would he? George went a little closer to the cage, and before he knew it, the ostrich had snatched the bugle and tried to swallow it. But a bugle is hard to swallow, even for an ostrich. It got stuck in his throat. Funny sounds came out of the bugle as the ostrich was struggling with it, all blue in the face. George was frightened. Fortunately, the men had heard the noise. They came rushing to the cage and got the bugle out of the ostrich's throat just in time. The director was very angry with George. "We cannot use little monkeys who don't do as they are told," he said. "Of course you cannot take part in the show now. We will have to send you home." George had to sit on a bench all by himself, and nobody even looked at him. He was terribly sorry for what he had done, but now it was too late. He had spoiled everything. Meanwhile, the ostrich, always hungry, had got hold of a string dangling near his cage. This happened to be the string which held the door to the cage of the baby bear. As the ostrich nibbled at it, the door opened, and the baby bear got out. He ran as fast as he could and made straight for a high tree near the camp. Nobody had seen it but George, and George was not supposed to leave his bench. But this was an emergency.